You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Valanciunas, the Alex Lenz of the world, the Domantas Saboniss, shout out Lithuania. What's Sabonis?
The Eastern Bloc, man.
Well, that's
well, Vladi is what I think of when you go Eastern Bloc Kings.
Of course, right? Or you go Peja Stojakovic, right? His son, isn't he? Is he in the league right now, Peja's son? I don't know. 888-957-9570. Is there a move out there, Warrior fans, that you'd feel would put this team and put you in a good state of mind heading into next season? Is there one out there? Or is there nothing? Are you feeling like the sense of dread right now? Because we were just talking to Mark Willard, and if you missed any of it, Mark Willard of Willard and Dibs. Yes, that Mark Willard joined us at 8 o'clock. You find the interview on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. He was feeling some type of way. I could hear it in his voice, whereas he's not feeling confident about this Warriors team right now, heading into next season, as currently constructed. Oh, now, yeah. There's still time. Not everything's come to fruition. There could be trades to be made. Stuff can happen.
And don't forget, Summer League. All it takes is one performance, and we got the next Marco Bellinelli.
Also, Will Richard having a triple-double this weekend against the Miami Heat of the world.
Joe, yeah. I'm old enough to remember Marco Bellinelli having that one Summer League, and we all thought we had the next Manu.
Yeah, he turned into that for who?
The Spurs.
The Spurs, exactly. Yeah, there you go. 888-957-9570.
He did, though. You don't. I have to tell you, dude. Like Summer League used to be like Anthony Randolph. Look at him.
Dude, that's the name.
He's the next Lamar Odom.
I will always root for the Italian guys, no matter what. Bellinelli. I still think Andrea Bargnani in the right situation could have been a dude. Okay,
number one. We talk about all time heartbreaking trades. Like on draft day, watching Jason Richardson get traded for Marco Bellinelli right after We Believe. That was just so crushing for me as a Warrior fan.
You know who was Rich was for the fifth pick. I thought it was for the right.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, he was Brandon Wright. Yeah, still, either way, we Jay Rich gone, Bellinelli in.
Brandon Wright, who hurt his shoulder, literally raising his arm up after being selected. Oh, dude, he's like, yeah, I swear to God, he tore his shoulder like seven times.
Talking ourselves into Brandon Wright. Oh, how far
he
we've come.
So skinny, so little. He wasn't even 6'9".
You know, he also didn't sign an autograph for me once. I'm like, Stein.
What a loser. Wow. Well, he couldn't because the shoulder. Big.
That, he couldn't.
Real quick on that.
Because of the shoulder.
Real quick on that. We're going to get into signatures and signings. We're going to get into that.
So little Carter, who was taller than Brandon Wright back then, okay, how old were you?
Yeah, I was in seventh grade, maybe.
And you went to, okay, so you were sitting courtside because you got big money.
Courtside at the Summer League game.
Uh-huh. Oh, and at the courtside, Carter.
Yeah, and he was walking off the court, like done with the game, not playing injured, mind you.
Okay,
and
he's a sophomore, second year player.
And he was like, he just turned and was like, no.
No.
Just said no.
Kind of like what Patrick Mahomes
did. You cry?
Did.
Mm.
No, but I immediately hated him.
How old were you?
I was in the seventh grade. So
seventh grade. Okay, well, too old to get it. And you didn't say like screw you or anything?
I thought it. That's for sure.
And who were you with?
My dad.
And what'd he say?
My dad was just a very quiet guy. He just didn't care.
That's hilarious.
The nicest person that ever signed the ball and was always very gracious, Mark Canha of the A's, once upon a time. Very nice guy.
So great vibes guy.
I'll tell you a great story.
Great vibes guy.
I had never sat really close to the bench, and my buddy Brian Carter, rest in peace, his father.
Carter.
C-O-T-T-E-R.
I want to make sure. Sorry.
Sunset guy. Okay. His dad was from Ireland, and his dad was a contractor, and he used to get great seats to, like, the Giants games and great seats to, like, Warrior games. So we went to I think he was a Timberwolf. Christian Laettner and Cherokee Parks were playing. Yeah, I know these are names. All right?
Cherokee Parks is an all-time name.
And we were right behind. I want to say he was a Timberwolf. We were behind the Timberwolf bench, and Christian Laettner had the long hair with the little thin headband at the time, which was no one in the league had that. This was way before Sasa Vucevic, whatever his name was,
right.
Ended up having that look. And everybody hated him because he was a bad boy. And we were sitting behind the bench, and he ended up signing some stuff for me and Brian. We were probably, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old, 13 years old.
Wait, Laettner was signing him?
Yeah, he was great.
That's actually pretty cool.
Super nice. And everyone was like, he's a jerk. He's this. He was super nice to us.
Again.
Super nice. He was huge.
Again, something that you'll remember for the rest of your life. He's like, actually, he was nice to me. So there you go. Don't judge people on their worst days. I try not to do
exactly
that.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, I got to remember, like, and I've told you guys this, like, Fab Five were larger than life.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Back then. Christian Laettner was larger than life. You put on the dream team. You went to Duke. Like, yeah, he was that guy. And the way we view the white boys that come out of Duke, like, he was one of the first hated Dukeans.
Right. And then him and then Grant Hill, obviously. Uh-huh. There was
Grant Hill was loved.
He was, but people felt some type of way about him. Going back to that Fab Five doc.
Yes.
There was a lot of, and again, I'm not black, you're not black, but there was a lot of his upbringing their upbringing and all of that. And just created more of a rivalry. And the Fab Five, obviously, during your time, I don't think I was alive or I was just born. The baggy shorts, that was the big deal, right?
And the black socks.
Which is funny, now we're going back to, like, kind of the higher shorts. They've been kind of, it's been adjusting left and right. You're always a baggy shorts guy. That's okay. It's all right.
Not baggy. No, it's got to be slightly above the kneecap.
Slightly above the kneecap?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I don't want to see, like, my full quad.
You don't?
What? No.
You, come on, you lift in.
I don't need
show
to
off the quads.
Don't need
come
to
on.
Split my shorts.
What are those
it's
shorts
hard
called?
To find good shorts.
The chubbies? Those are the shorts called? Those are short ones?
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, so we've touched on a lot today. We started the show off, Joe, talking about fan interference. And Christian Koss, what should have been a home run, taken away, turned into a double, didn't get a run, and the Giants lose yet another heartbreaker. Stop me if you've heard that before. We have NBA free agency, Kevon Looney, no longer a Warrior. He is a New Orleans Pelican, 2 years, $16 million. Bye-bye, Kevon. All of a sudden, Dame Lillard's going to be a free agent. He's going to be out there. He's rehabbing from an Achilles injury. Do you take a flyer on him? Because Miles Turner is now a Milwaukee Buck. Does that mean Giannis is staying? We'll find out. But that's another name you can cross off if you had, you know, hopes and aspirations of Miles Turner being in a Golden State Warriors uniform. That's not happening. Could it be DeAndre Ayton? We'll see. He hasn't signed yet. So there's a lot of happening around there. But I do want to touch on something that Carter just referenced and what we referenced at the start of the show. Fan behavior. And it's gotten to the point where we have players on the field getting emotional and crying. Ketel Marte doing that. And then what the White Sox fan said about his mother who passed away and getting that deep. And we talked to Bob Brenly yesterday, former manager of the Diamondbacks and current broadcaster for the team. And, you know, kind of touching on that and talking about it. Now, there's different levels of this conversation, obviously. What that fan said in Chicago to Ketel Marte is not on the same level of what the fan did yesterday reaching over. There's different levels to it. There's different types of knuckleheadery, if you will. Check this out on what happened. And this was at Lake Tahoe, correct, Joe? Because you said the sound.
I think it's the ACC, whatever they call it,
the championship.
The celebrity championship circuit, whatever it's called.
And this was at Tahoe. And this was a back and forth between a dad and Mahomes after Patrick Mahomes, who was playing golf.
Yeah,
he's in the middle of a round, did not want to sign something for this guy's son. Take a listen.
No, you can't. You can just make one kid happy out of 100. That's all right. One out of 99. That's at least it ain't 0%.
So again, the audio's right there. It's a little iffy there, but again, it's
he's about to hit a shot, and there's like rope that separates him from the fans. If you've ever seen a golf event, you're right up on top of them as they're about to hit, and the dad is the one basically pestering, you know, Mahomes to sign his kid's autograph. I think the dad's coming on way too strong.
Well, I love what he said there. He's like, he's like, oh, you can make one kid happy. He's like, well, I'll make 99 sad. Like, he is cognizant of how he's going to be viewed in the whole thing. Patrick Mahomes, who's one of the biggest superstars in sports, in American sports today, he is. It's, as far as I'm concerned, he's the Steph Curry of football right now. He's like that popular. And so for that guy to have like a pissy attitude about it, like, I would feel some type of way about the son. Like, if I was the son, I'd feel embarrassed. Like, and I'd feel like awkward that my dad's like having that.
Yeah.
He's going at Patrick Mahomes like, dad, just stop. Like, you're making all of us look bad right
and
now.
And if I'm Mahomes, I'm thinking, are you the autograph hunter that's going to take this autograph and then resell it?
Right.
To me, it's one thing if it's an organic interaction with one child or whatever. Totally different when the dad's doing what he's doing. Like, dude, you're out of line.
And when stuff like that happens, I go back to guys that, like, refuse to sign a lot. Barry Bonds being one of them, albeit there was a lot with Barry. But I understand it. Leave me the hell alone. Ricky Henderson famously, rest in peace.
Leave me alone. I'll give you one of my favorite Bond stories of all time. Brian Cotter, same guy I just referenced.
Go.
We got these great seats going to a Giants game, and it was Bonds and Matt Williams, okay, on deck in between innings with Robbie Thompson standing in the kind of like the clubhouse, whatever you call it, the dugout steps, you know, waiting to come out. And the pitcher's warming up, and this is in between innings, and a ball goes past the pitcher, past the catcher, and it rattles around. Bonds picks it up. He points at me, I thought, okay, and goes, hey, and rifles one. Brian Cotter has his glove and leans over and steals this ball from me, from Barry Bonds.
Wow.
Swear to God. And I'm like, oh, my God, like dejected, okay? Robbie Thompson sees this from the first step. He goes, hey, come over here. And I come like walking over all sad, grabs a ball and flips it to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Didn't need an autograph, didn't need anything. I'm a Robbie Thompson fan the rest of my life.
Well,
how could I ever have anything negative to say about Robbie Thompson?
There's a memory right there.
Of all time. Bonds throwing us the ball, number one. Number two, Robbie seeing this and just doing the right thing to a kid. Our dads were there. They didn't say anything. They were like, oh my God, Brian got a Bonds ball. You know what I mean? Or whatever it was. Like, it's got to be organic and it's got to be individual. I never really understood that. Like, as I get older, the autograph thing is bizarre.
It's very odd to me.
It's very bizarre.
I understand, like, the card collecting aspect and, like, you get, like, the signature. You pull the pack, like, the Paul Skeens card selling for God knows how much.
Yeah,
right?
But you got to bring the card and not mess it up and then go to the game. And, like, so to me, I think it's weird.
I know.
The older I get, I don't understand autograph culture.
Do you know what's not weird? It's this or that. And apparently, as I see on the line right now, Sam, do I do this now? Or do I tease it? Do it now.
We can set up the question now, yeah.
Okay, so what is the question? What is it?
The question today is simple, guys, as the Warriors do very little in NBA free agency. If the Warriors stood pat on free agency and just bring this team back as is with Jonathan Kuminga, are the Warriors a playoff team? Yes or no?
888-957-9570. Warriors run it back as is. Are they a playoff team? 888-957-9570. That's this or that. We're going to play that on the other side. And it's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Water. Sam Lubman actually low-key was babysitting Benny for a second at a mutual friend's party we were at.
Oh my god, that's scary.
Oh no! They were talking Star Wars.
Dude, we had some hardcore Star Wars conversations.
Sam was impressed by young Benjamin's knowledge of the Force.
Really? Hey, I'm Lubman. I'm going to be at Freeman's and Pius this Saturday with Mark Grant.
Honestly, Benny's impersonation of me was much better than Filmo Mike's, but no, Benny, he knows his Star Wars stuff.
It's me and Dan DeVoe. Hello there.
Yeah. No, I was starting to feel like I didn't know my Star Wars stuff talking to Benny. You taught him well, Spadoni. And he knows what a frog sounds like, too.
He does. Young Benjamin, love that kid. He's good. He's going places these days. Although, he's out of summer. He was sick the last week, so that's always fun. So, like, getting sick during summertime is...
Does he match the timeline, though?
The timeline's up there. Is Jonathan Kuminga matching the timeline, Joe? I don't know. What is Benny's time? Like, what are you talking? Wait, what?
I don't even know.
What was that? What do you mean?
He's one of the youngsters.
Does he
fit your lifestyle?
He's going to start doing the T-ball, I think, this fall.
Oh.
He's going to start doing the T-ball. It's usually like five or six they start. Yeah, so.
Stand there and watch eight kids run after one ball.
But frankly, he's already on
the pitch.
He can hit my ball pretty good. If I throw some up there, he's good. He's good there. The athleticism, we'll see.
Okay.
He's going to be a slap hitter, maybe, but that's okay.
Well, I'm surprised. I mean, his dad dunked in high school, apparently.
I never said dunked. Touched the rim. All right? Just the tip.
When he was lying over on the ground.
I guess the genes skip a generation, huh?
No. Hey, he's a beautiful. I'll tell you what.
I'm like
Benny,
imagining this
young
guy
Benjamin,
in flip-flops doing like the Brent Berry from the free throw line.
Stock is up on
Get
young Benjamin.
Here.
I'm just telling you. Guy's a model if he wanted to be.
Oh, no, he's
incredible.
Adorable.
He's incredible. He's got the hair. He's got the eyes.
Yeah. He's got great hair.
He's got elite
As someone
hair.
Who knows what great hair is.
He's got that nice skin. He's beautiful. He's crushing it.
I love you, Lubman. I don't know about elite hair. You got hair. Not sure if it's elite.
Shasky, you do not want to have a hair conversation. You do not bring enough to the table to have a hair conversation.
Oh, I'm well aware, but in this situation, you're kind of like Jeff Samardzija. You'll eat some innings. I don't know if they're good innings.
I don't know, man.
Hair.
I think I put a little bit more in than Jeff Samardzija.
Is that the this or that today, Carter? Is it whose hair is better, Joe Shasky's or Sam Lumman's?
Well, Shasky has other hair.
You got to have hair to be a part of that conversation.
Got better chest hair?
Oh, I have that, too. It's a whole nother this or that.
Jesus Christ, just hit the open, please.
The phone lines. Right now, because it's time for this or that.
Well, you can get with that. I have a six pack, it's just under the dad bod.
This, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like
this. All right, the this or that question
Come on.
Is this.
Come on.
If the Warriors run it back as is, are they a playoff team?
Well, is it, time out, when we say run it back, because Looney's not coming back. That doesn't mean run it back.
Well, run it back meaning Jonathan Kuminga
stays. Okay, okay.
The same players you had playing in the playoffs withstanding. So, like, obviously, Kevon's gone, and if GP2 leaves, all those other players, though, stay.
Jimmy Buddy.
Their roster as of today.
There you go. If the Warriors keep the roster as of today, run it back.
JK.
Are they a playoff team?
Man, I don't know.
This or that.
I think they're a play-in team.
Ooh, I don't think that's good enough. Well, let's start.
If you make me go this or that, I'm going to say, like, you're talking about top six, right?
That is a playoff team, yes.
Okay, not the 7 and 8 spot.
Nope, I am talking playoff
I think they just, only. Yeah, I think they just missed it. I don't think they are.
Wow. 888-957-9570. So if the Warriors, as currently constructed right now, go into next season just like this, are they a playoff team, top six seed in the West? 888-957-9570. It's this or that. And speaking of immaculate hair, I got a feeling Brian of Palo Alto has elite lettuce on top. Brian, good morning. This or that. Are the Warriors running it back? Are they a playoff team as currently constructed? Good morning.
No, they're not a playoff team. I mean, Quentin Post is your, I guess, would be your, 36-minute a night center? And I don't think that, I don't think that works out. I don't, you know, like, I get criticized for being, like, tough on Kuminga, but I just don't view Kuminga as a guy that impacts winning. He's not proven to be that in his career. And so, no, I don't view bringing back Kuminga as any type of sort of asset in the pursuit of winning. Their best basketball they played the last three seasons happened when he was out. So, and if they can't get a serviceable sign and trade for him, it'll be an all-time asset. Disaster mismanagement from Lake and Dunleavy, but all time.
Hey, Brian, what is your favorite memory of one Kevon Looney as we say goodbye to Kevon after 10 years?
It's one of these games where he got 20-plus rebounds, right, and just found a level that nobody thought he had in him, which usually was in the playoffs. But, yeah, love Looney, and good for him. Like, getting $8 million a year right now, like, he's got to take that and run, and I don't think the Warriors were going to give it to him. So,
no, it's a great point. Hey,
I mean,
Brian,
Yes.
Have you ever rocked a mullet in your life?
I go back and look at some of the old pictures. Probably.
That means you're an older soul. That means you lived in the 80s, early 90s.
We're slowly peeling back the onion.
I did.
That's okay.
I did live in the 80s. I did live. Didn't you live in the 80s, Chasky? Yeah, or are you that young?
Yeah. I've had the same crew cut, though, since I was like 4 years old. So I don't know if I necessarily count. But my mom's hairstyle has changed dramatically when I look at family portraits.
Well,
so.
I mean, I lived in the era, you know, there was the era of, like, you know, heavy metal and, like, dudes purposely rocking long hair.
Yeah, that's so, my dad. My dad had the long hair on his wedding day. His hair was longer
than
my mom's.
That's good. Yeah, we had the buzz cut growing up because I had so many brothers, so my mom would literally just buy, like, invest in clippers. Like, I'm not taking you guys to get haircuts.
I already got an argument with Michelle about
this. Shaving your heads.
No, I got an argument with Michelle about this. So when we were in summer, we would have buzz cuts.
Yeah.
Because it was low maintenance.
Well, and the school is about to start, so it'd be easy. Like, you just, there you go.
Yeah, and then you'd grow it out, you know, in September or whatever. And she's like, "We're never going to do that with the little guy." I'm like, "Why not? His hair grows like a freaking weed,
right? He's a beautiful kid. You can get away with it too."
Today, actually, the two of us set me back financially.
Where are you getting your haircut? that was
I'm
cryptic.
I'm just teasing.
Jeez.
I was pulling a Steiny.
Oh, my God.
I was pulling a Steiny.
Well, Steiny loves talking about his hair. He would tell you.
Yeah, $500
hair. He went to, like, Broken and Son.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, "I saw Gabe Kapler right there, and we were just, you know, shooting the breeze." It's like, really, Steiny? Wow,
were you
Gabe
getting
Kapler
the same dyed beard?
Yeah. Well, no, Steiny's leaning into the salt and pepper, which I appreciate about him. I got that too, so I'm leaning into more of it. See who sneakily has the salt and pepper here at the station? Mark Grandy. Is that 25?
Why are you throwing him under the bus?
No, it's a good look for Mark. I'm just saying.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now?
I'm not. I'm saying.
What are you doing?
The salt and pepper, Mark Grandy.
You're just running him over?
No. I'm saying it's a good look for Mark. I love him, and he's listening right now. I love you, Mark Grandy.
Take
that. He's a Paisan. Spencer's in Oakland.
Spencer,
this or that. As currently constructed,
Pat Spencer,
are the Warriors a playoff team with this roster heading into next season?
I feel like this is a rhetorical question. I mean, of course they're a playoff team going into next year. Do we remember the post-Jimmy acquisition record? I mean, how much of a contributor was GP2? I mean, he had a great game or two here or there, but how much of a great contributor was GP2, was Kevon? I mean, I love Kevon. Rest in peace, playoff loon for the Warriors. Never be forgotten. But, I mean, that record post-acquisition was incredible. And I feel like, will they maintain that clip all year this year? No, but they don't really need to be in that top six. The other thing, I mean, when you look at yourselves as human beings, do you get better year over year? I mean, as you progress in your careers, I would argue that most people would say, yeah, I learn, I get better, I progress. And I would argue that we got a lot of guys on this roster, namely Quentin Post. You've got Moody, you've got Pods, all youngsters who got some playoff experience. Some of it wasn't as good, but, you know, guys go through those struggles, and I believe they're going to get better in their roles. I also think every year we're surprised by somebody, at least one guy. I mean, last year it was Quentin Post. I think Buddy Hield, you know, if we can get some another year the way he shot this year, I know he went through ups and downs, but I firmly believe that this question is rhetorical and that they are absolutely a playoff team. That's where I stand for sure.
Hey, Spencer, real quick, stay on the line. Don't toss them off yet. All right, we're going to play a little exercise here, and I'm going to name these teams in the West, and you're going to tell me if they're playoff teams, okay?
Okay.
Oklahoma City.
Well, for sure.
Houston Rockets.
Yes.
Denver Nuggets.
Yes.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Depends.
Really? They were in the Western Conference Finals, Spencer, but that's fine. L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers.
I know. They're the Clippers playing.
I mean, they were. You laugh. They beat the Warriors on the last day of the year to be a playoff team.
I understand.
Okay.
That matchup between the Warriors has favored the Clippers, but overall, I think they're probably a play-in team. I mean, they're the Clippers. I mean, historically speaking, I'm just gonna ride that. They are the Clippers.
Fair enough. The Los Angeles Lakers.
Also probably a play-in team. I mean, is LeBron still there?
Yeah.
We saw all the wording from his agent yesterday. Is what's his name there that declined his option? The shooter.
Reeves?
I forget his name. But, yeah, I think so. Austin Reeves. Is he still there after declining his option, or is he going to go get paid big bucks, which, I mean, he's clearly worth? That's a big question, too. So right now, it's a big question mark. I would say play in. Luka is that good. It seems like he has lost a bunch of weight. He'll probably come back in better condition this year. So I do think, you know, possibility that he can carry them by himself without those other two, potentially,
enough.
To a play in.
Hey, Spencer, I appreciate you playing the game with me. I'm trying to just tell him how difficult the West is right now. And for him to just shoehorn them in as a playoff team when they were a play-in team last year with Jimmy Butler. And I just don't think we're in a position to poo-poo the Los Angeles Clippers or the Lakers or the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Minnesota Timberwolves were just as hot, if not hotter, than the Warriors at the end of the or post-All-Star break last year. And then we got to talk about teams that were play-in slash not even in the playoffs last year that's going to make the jump. I think the Dallas Mavericks are going to be good next year. A hot take. I'm a big Cooper Flagg guy and believer. It's going to be incumbent on who, though? It always is. Can Anthony Davis stay healthy?
Who's their point guard?
Right now, it might be D'Angelo Russell. Which, again, I know. But
I just don't trust him at all.
Look at, but again, the nucleus that is Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis.
Again, you have to have a ball handler to get the ball out. There needs to be
D'Angelo Russell could be a ball handler, though. He has been on a playoff level teams. He has done that.
It's more likely D'Angelo wears his welcome out before the trade deadline and is moved than he is actually some, like, oh, dude, okay. What a great
okay, give me some rope. Would it be crazy if I told you the Dallas Mavericks were a top six?
No, I like Dallas, but
that's
but
all I'm
also,
saying. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, is that they could be legitimately be a top six team next year.
Well, yeah, and I could legitimately, you know, win the lottery.
That's not, no, stop. You know? That's not, like, Cooper Flagg has been one of the greatest prospects we've
you,
ever
who
seen.
Who are their guards?
Klay Thompson. Is P.J. Washington still there, too? Thumbs up. P.J. Washington. Max Christie, actually, like. He's that other piece from that Luka deal. Okay. I do like me some Max Christie.
Okay, but you would agree that not having a primary ball handler to be able to facilitate and set up the offense is going to be one of their primary needs now and until, you know, through the season.
I think D'Angelo Russell is underrated as a ball handler. It's where his shot selection is awful sometimes for him. As a ball handler, he can get the assists up. I hear you're laughing.
I bought in on D'Angelo, and I immediately pivoted. I think he's just got horrific IQ.
That's fine. Again, it's going to be a drop off from Kyrie Irving.
I do like that. I'm with you. I would much more listen to you. Oh wow, give me a healthy Wemby, and the Spurs are
well. That's the one too.
But Castle, I believe that much in.
I don't know the deep vein thrombosis thing. That diagnosis kind of scared me. Like with him and that injury and that whole thing. Like
yeah,
that's
Castle's sick.
I know.
Castle
but if Wemby's not going to be like available,
well, yeah.
They have no shot. They just don't.
Unless they're playing the Warriors and Harrison Barnes is taking the last shot.
Is Chris Paul still there too, by the way?
No, he just signed with Detroit.
Oh, Detroit?
Yeah, got to squeeze more money out, you know, because Chris Paul hasn't made enough.
Yeah, I like Detroit. They got a puncher's chance in the East next year. Why not? Cade Cunningham takes another step.
Yeah, you can roll the dice with them and Malik Beasley.
That's a four. Not mad at it. That's not bad. I'll take that. This or that, by the way.
I like Detroit's chances at the craps table.
888-957-9.
The safest bet out there.
The safest bet.
Shohei is already putting big money on the
Shout
Pistons.
Out to Little Caesars Arena, baby. Let's go.
No, but OKC, Houston, Denver, Minnesota, to me, are pretty much mortal locks for the playoffs.
We're talking this or that right now. So
obviously,
why we're talking
injuries
about
and all that stuff. But I would throw the Clippers in there.
Okay, yeah, I would too.
I would too. So that's five.
Although they just got like the healthiest Kawhi season they're probably going to have, and it still wasn't enough to get out of the first round. It's pretty incredible.
Harden is, look, every year I try to bury Harden, and every year he has a monster year, and he's just still good.
He was incredible in that overtime.
Yeah.
He couldn't miss. Well,
and Zubac. And Zubac, all just, of it. Yeah, like there's something, they got something going on. So let's just say four spots locked in. We're really talking about two spots. And then it's Clippers, Lakers, Spurs, Dallas, Warriors. Who else?
I think that's Grizzlies. Nah.
I don't know what to make of the Grizzlies.
I don't know what to make of the Grizzlies either, because they got rid of Desmond Bane, but they brought in like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Who's that? Cole Anthony. Obviously, they re-signed Jaren Jackson Jr. for a fat contract. Jaw's still there.
Could they trade Jaw?
Who's touching that contract right now? Like, that's also like part
just
of this.
Just asking.
No. But like, let's play that hypothetical. Would you want to trade for Ja Morant right now?
If I was I'm just throw out names. Portland Trailblazers, absolutely. You become infinitely more watchable. You're a no one.
Scoot Henderson and them boys, Drew Holiday. Win one for Chauncey, baby. And they lock Chauncey up.
Scoot,
he's there.
I mean, Jesus.
I just like the name Scoot Henderson.
Washington. If you're the Washington Wizards like and you're like in no man's land, right?
Is there a more relevant
I'm talking myself
is there a more relevant franchise in sports than the Washington Wizards right now? The Colorado Rockies.
I mean, the Oakland A's are. Yeah,
well, they don't even have a home. At least their thing. Hey, they got Jacob Wilson. He's good. He's going to be a shortstop rookie All Star game guy. So there you go.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, they just got Sexton.
Oh,
let's go.
That'll do it.
Sexton, baby.
Yeah.
A lot of Sexton happening out there. Let's go.
Malik Beasley all over the Hornets now.
I can't wait till the final couple possessions of the game when you got Lonzo taking one footers.
LaMelo.
Sexton saying clear out.
LaMelo, excuse me.
What did I say, Lonzo?
Said Lonzo.
My bad.
Show some respect. LaMelo ball.
One of the
all-star.
Balls.
All-star. Make sure
falling out.
Make sure you're locked in, by the way, to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman, Steven Rizzotto, covering for Joe Shasky, bring you the best Giants talk in the Bay. But since Rizzotto is out of town and the Giants are playing the A's.
Where is he out of town to?
Who knows? This week's episode is going to feature 95.7 The Game alum Kyle Mattson, your boy.
What?
Sam and Kyle will preview part two of whatever it is we call the Giants A's rivalry. Subscribe today so you do
was
not miss
Carter
out.
Not available for this episode, or what's going on here?
No, Carter turned me down. I guess I don't meet his price point.
Wow.
I'm no Mattson.
Oh, Kyle Mattson. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. Carter? You saying Carter like him?
Yeah.
He's going to join. Carter, you do podcasts?
You
dabble?
I like talking.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm not mad at it. Real quick, this is a tease for the next 10 minutes. Carter has as we were talking about,
One of the greatest.
It's one of the great autograph stories as Patrick Mahomes, I guess, stiffs his dad and his son, and the dad felt some type of way about it. Carter has one of the greatest stories I've ever heard in my life. That's a tease, baby. Coming up in 10 minutes. In the meantime, it's this or that. 888-957-9570. If the Warriors run it back as currently constructed today and don't make any other big moves heading into next season, are they a playoff team? Are they a top six seed in the Western Conference? Yes or no? 888-957-9570. Do we have a poll out on that, Sammy?
We do have a poll on that right now, Spadoni. And that poll, which was set up by Carter, are the Warriors a playoff team as is if they run it back, not the play-in? No is taking a commanding 64-36 lead as of right now. Here's what some of those YouTubers are saying. Mike J says the Warriors will miss the playoffs with this current team, whereas Fakey Slack says the youngsters are going to improve, so he expects the Warriors to make the playoffs.
Hey, the guy's name was Flaky Sacks?
Fakey Slacks. I might be saying it wrong. I don't know. The Luminous Monk is calling them a play-in team, not to be confused with the Laughing Monk. Shout out to Sam Kadiri and all those guys at Laughing Monk. Still the best. They're a sixth seed at best, so I guess they aren't the best.
DJ Khaled?
It might be. They do better than that. It would be highly surprising. This might be the best one. Chris Cash is feeling the Warriors big time. He has predicted the top four in the West next year. OKC, the Nuggets, the Rockets, and the Warriors.
Wow.
That is your top four. Saber says the Warriors are definitely a playoff team. Now with Jimmy starting the season with us and training camp, we will win enough games to secure a playoff spot.
What's more likely, Joe? They're a top four seed and have home court in the first round, or they're a play-in team next year?
Play-in.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's what's more likely, top four seed or just miss the top 10 completely.
No, I'd go play-in, though. There's no chance they miss the top 10 completely. Play-in. There's no chance.
Joe, they've hovered around.
The Kings were a playing team last year. They stink.
I mean, okay. Well, you're asking. I'm answering. I'm telling you, this team has been hovering around the play-in for three straight years. And although I loved what I saw in the final couple months of the season, really, if you peel it back, the only fully healthy team that they beat at any point down the stretch was the Lakers.
Well, the Nuggets, too.
The Nuggets didn't have Jamal Murray, and what's-his-face didn't play in that game. Michael Porter Jr.
Okay, sorry. You're right.
Okay?
But they beat a Nuggets team that had beaten them like 50 straight times.
I know, but we also have to understand that was not the same version of the Nuggets that rolled out there in the first round, right? Like, when they beat the Knicks, that was a great win, but Cat didn't play in
that
game.
Did they not beat a fully healthy Memphis Grizzlies team?
That Memphis, I don't even consider them. They're not even on the radar.
No, but at the time, they were a playoff team. And that was a big win. It was.
All right, whatever.
It was.
All right, so okay, they beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Hey, hang your hat on it.
Okay,
no, I know, but I'm saying, like you also have to play the record. You're going to play tougher opponents, you know, next year. And so I, as much as that record was intoxicating, I also have to be realistic with myself and say a lot of the teams that they beat were either out of it or weren't at full strength. Look, you get credit for accomplishing those things, but you also have to extrapolate it out throughout an 82-game season. You might not get that lucky.
By the way, for just joining us, it's NBA free agency frenzy right now. It is upon us. The latest big story. It all kind of happened within 5 minutes. Damian Lillard waived as he's recovering from an Achilles injury. So he gone. Bring in Miles Turner. So you're paying Miles Turner while also paying Damian Lillard as they're stretching the remaining $113 million on Dame's contract the next 5 years, but you're also signing up Miles Turner for a 4-year extension. So you got Dame leaving. He's going to be a free agent. Do you take a flyer on that as he's rehabbing from that? Who knows? I would if I'm the Golden State Warriors. Was you Warriors fans? 888-957-9570. So that's happening there. Also in the NFL, Darren Waller's coming out of retirement, and you're just going to the Miami Dolphins as they trade for Darren Waller because the Giants had his rights as he retired a Giant. He's coming out of retirement. I think it's a conditional six-round pick.
I wonder
for a seventh conditional pick. That's the compensation there for the Giants and the Dolphins.
I wonder how much money he needs, Darren Waller, to come out of retirement. I bet he went through it all. Right.
No, he's making so much money as a rapper. Are you kidding me? Guys,
people don't
platinum.
Make the music industry. You don't make a lot of money like it used to be. It's you're not getting these big fat signing contracts like before. It's a lot of like streaming, and you got to stay grinding. You got to have hit after hit after hit. It's not like it was.
Let's look at career earnings for one Darren Waller. Sneakily, way more than I thought. $42 million in his career. So he's made a lot.
Okay, cut that in half, right?
All right, cut
and
it.
Then you got 20-something million. Then your agent takes a 10%, and so look, it
but that doesn't include endorsements and all of
sure.
that. He's making a lot.
I mean,
there.
I don't know who's endorsing him, but you get where I'm going.
Okay, let's not real quick. Darren Waller was like a fantasy god for 2 years. Come okay. on, he was really good.
What's he getting? Like a couple hundred thousand from Nike?
He might.
Right.
A couple hundred thousand is a little strong.
Well,
maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Like we do these endorsements off the field. Like, not a lot. Like, they're not making. It's the same when I hear about NIL. Like, no one's. All well, that's linemen are making strong. $7 million a year in NIL.
Yeah, but again, like, Darren Waller was a guy. He might have.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Been doing some like sports drinks or whatever. Like they're always doing stuff on the side too that no one ever hears about.
No, that I agree.
But
you got to be smart with your money.
Sure. And maybe you just found the love of the game again, Joe. Maybe that. Would you have liked the Niners to sniff around Darren Waller?
No, I want nothing to do with him. We've got enough musicians that want to be football players and back forth. Yeah, I'm good off that.
Too much drama for you, Mama?
Well, when Kendrick Bourne had the album, I was kind of done with rappers
no,
who want to play football.
He had an album?
You don't remember that?
The Bourne Supremacy? No. The Bourne Identity?
You could say he was born to rap.
Oh, let's go.
2019 leading receiver in the playoffs.
Born to live, baby. Kendrick Bourne.
He did. He had a rap song. Me and Bonte played it one day. It was a rap song of him. I don't know. Was he in a Maserati? He was in some sort of car. I was like, hey, bro, I hope you borrow rode that Maserati.
Hold on. Are the rappers in anything else but like the Lambos? They're like, are they ever in a Prius?
Yeah. Do you ever seen a new JT the Bigga Figga album or anything like that?
What is he in?
Oh, he's in
Toyota Corolla.
Oh no, dude! Like even worse. Like he would like ride around in like Honda Civics.
Respect.
Yeah, dude. He was always like, I'm in my Thunder Bucket.
It's a sensible ride.
I have a little update for you, too, a player that you've been talking about today. The Milwaukee Bucks are trading Pat Connaughton and two of their own second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets.
Sexton?
For Vasilji Micic.
That is
y'all
not,
said the Hornets aren't relevant.
That's not it. Hold on. Say that last name for me again.
Poor
Vasilji Micic.
Micic? Who?
Michovic.
Hold on, let me pull this up right now. That's
the
Nikolai Schlitavili. Remember when we had him? All right. You guys don't.
The smiley
7 foot one, 2K player. Oh, he's great.
I'm in on all the itches.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Now, that was my joke. Hold on, that was my joke from yesterday. But I'll. That was
There's powder one. For that.
All right.
The scrubber.
Vasilji Micic. There you go. All right. Yeah, 31-year-old from Serbia. The fighting Serbs, baby. As Novak Djokovic is trying to win another one at Wimbledon, as Wimbledon is upon us, Joe. I always do like that because I see it in the background right now. There's a lot happening in the sports landscape. People say this is a dead time in sports, Joe. It's not. It's exciting. I'm excited. I'd be more excited if the Warriors did something. I think we keep looking at our phones. Are the Warriors going to do anything?
These Shams updates just keep flying.
The latest from Mark Spears, ESPN, on Jonathan Kuminga.
There seems to be optimism in the Warriors camp that he will re-sign. He will be a restricted free agent. This market's not great for him. As one NBA GM told me, is like, what has he proven to be worth what his agent wants, which is $25+ million? Mm. Who has that money for him? Why does he deserve that? But then on the flip side, if he returns to the Warriors, like, what's his role?
And can he reach his full potential then?
Yeah, and so if I'm Jonathan, I'm in a really weird spot right now. The money's not here. This summer, maybe it's next summer, but either way, there's a lot of question marks.
This just in from Sham Sharania. Free agent guard Dennis Schroeder has agreed to a 3-year, $45 million deal with the Kings.
Okay, there it is. Okay, we thought it was the Kings. It is the Kings. Schroeder gets 3 years, guards? $45 million?
I mean,
no, hold on.
They had at one time De'Aaron Fox, Halliburton, and Davion Mitchell, and now they're with oh, boy.
No, hold on.
Schroeder.
That escalated quickly.
Hold on. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, he's played for 10 different NBA franchises. Give me the music
like the last
right
year.
Now.
I'll give it to you.
Wait for the music. Dennis Schroeder,
right.
Who he played
all
for.
Right. Ready?
NBA
I'm
edition.
Write it down. Hands in the air. Ready?
Okay, hold on.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
That is one correct.
Atlanta
that is
Hawks
ding.
Twice.
You don't have to give me just.
Okay.
It could have been all any right. Stop. So, all yeah, that's two.
Hawks. Okay. Nets.
Yes, that is three. Hawks,
OKC.
Thunder. No, you've already given me Thunder,
okay, Warriors,
Hawks, Nets.
I'm writing them down.
That is
Warriors.
Four.
Warriors.
Yes.
Lakers.
Yes, that is five.
Okay. He just signed with the Kings.
Six.
Okay. Oh, God, he's been everywhere. Detroit Pistons.
Yep. Seven.
Okay.
Three more to go. This is Dennis
I'm almost
Schroeder.
There. I'm almost
this
there.
Is, hold on, I'm
just
telling the audience.
Bear with me.
Dennis Schroeder, NBA teams he has played for.
Can't forget when he was in the green and white.
There you go.
The Boston Celtics.
That's right. That's eight. Got two more.
Dennis Schroeder dribbling into no man's land, taking a bad shot. In my head, I know where he is. Dennis Schroeder, not a Pacer. No, he was never a Pacer. Never a Buck.
You want a hint?
Give me a hint.
Both these teams were red.
76ers?
No.
Wow. I get two more negatives.
Dennis Schroeder NBA teams is what we are playing. He has played for 10 different NBA franchises after signing with the Kings now.
Not the Clippers.
Chassie has gotten eight of them.
Not the Clippers.
Not the Clippers. You're right there. Not the Clippers.
Not the
correct.
Clippers. Not the Clippers. Dope! Toronto Raptors.
That is one.
Yes.
That is number
Raptors.
Nine.
Okay.
We are one away.
I know. Toronto Raptors.
We are one away. I gave you the hint that this last one was red.
It's going to bug me. It wasn't the Washington Wizards.
No. And I actually don't even... I barely remember him on this team. I'm going to keep
it. It wasn't the Pelicans.
Nope.
It's... God, I'm wrapping my head around all... The Bulls!
No. Who was it?
The Houston Rockets.
I didn't even know
the
that.
The Houston I don't even Rockets in 2022.
The Rockets coming out to play.
The Lakers traded for him in that 2023 season.
That was the 10th one. Dang it.
Yep.
Not bad.
10 seasons.
That's not bad, huh?
That's not bad. That's a lot of teams to play for.
And I swear to God, his career averages against the Warriors are like 22 and 10.
Dennis Schroeder. Let me look up his
I'm just making that up. I don't know.
I want to say he's made a lot in his career. Let's see. Because he fumbled the bag. Remember, the Lakers offered him like 4-year, $85 million. He's been like searching for that ever since. But in his 12-year career, $103 million. And I don't think that includes the Kings. So the Kings, that's another 45. So close to $150 for Dennis Schroeder for 10 NBA teams. It's doing pretty good. It's pretty good. And now he's the Sacramento King.
Dad, what team did you play for? All of them?
Hey, Russell Westbrook's out there. Would you want him on the Warriors?
I bet he's been on like six or seven.
He's another guy. He's starting to get
how many
has
he been on? OKC, yes. LA Lakers.
Yep.
Okay.
Rockets,
now I
want to
OKC.
It actually hasn't been that many.
He was a Wizard for a minute, wasn't
Rockets.
He?
Rockets.
That's Wizards chess.
Okay. Yes, Lakers, bit. Nuggy Nugs. Nuggets.
It's not that many. Six.
One, two, three, four.
It's the most for a former MVP, though, in the history of the NBA, I believe.
Well, Kevin Durant's
closing in fast.
Somewhere. You guys don't remember.
What are you doing?
Avery Johnson's nodding his head. Avery Johnson.
No, we remember him.
I swear he was a Spur and a Maverick and a Warrior 17 times.
No, we remember him being the coach that choked all the time with the Dallas Mavericks.
See, I remember him as a player. He was a sweet little player. Lefty, funky.
I like his voice. I always liked Avery Johnson's voice.
You gotta understand that when you're Avery Johnson. I love Avery Johnson.
I love Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I can't believe he's played for that many teams.
All right, I'm going to give you Avery Johnson. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is incredible. Started off in Seattle, went to Denver, Houston, back to San Antonio, Warriors, back to San Antonio, Denver, Dallas, back to the Warriors. I told you guys. It's incredible.
That is incredible. Who's that other guy that played in like 50 different teams for the NBA?
George Hill has been traded every deadline for 17 straight deadlines.
For a second, it was Tony Snell. Tony Snell was on every...
The NBA.
Tony Snell will live forever in meme lore because it's always the 0000. And it's the meme is like me contributing to my high school science project. And it's the 0000, 29 minutes.
I hate group projects.
They're the worst. Were you one of those kids that just like attached to the name at the very end?
No, there was always like the smart girl who was hell of annoyed because I didn't want to put in any work. And she would end up doing the whole thing. And then we'd get up on like the present and she'd be like... He didn't do anything.
Oh,
like,
those are the worst.
You're the worst.
No, that's a snitch. We don't
you
like those
the
people.
Worst.
That sucks.
And then I would try to like find another chick, like beat her up, and it never would happen.
Oh my God.
I'm joking.
He sent hits on people in high school.
Just contributed to the project, but okay.
The Joey Soprano over there? What are you doing?
That's a joke.
Come on.
Joke.
So what's your final thought?
Don't partner up with the smart girl.
Who was the pitcher that I was on 15 different teams? It was at the Arizona
Edwin Diamond. Jackson.
Edwin.
Oh, God, I love him. God, man.
Hey, he had a no-hitter.
The athlete's life. It's just it's pretty incredible. Honestly, my final thought is this. I feel really bad for Dame Lillard. Just like on a personal and professional level. Like, your career is at a crossroads. You're at the end of your career. I know that he made a lot of money. Yeah, but like these people have, you know, aspirations, and to get cut and then now be a free agent while you're rehabbing this particular injury, that really sucks, man. Like that's weak, and I feel really bad for him. And honest to God, like my heart goes out to him, his family, everyone that's involved in his life right now. Like, guy needs a hug, and my heart goes out to him. That sucks.
That does suck. My final thought is, Edwin Jackson played for 14 Major League Baseball teams. 14! Good Lord! Dennis Schroeder played for 10 NBA franchises! And unfortunately, Kevon Looney's now playing for another franchise, Joe. And that's going to be my final thought. Loondog, a great locker room presence, a fan favorite, a guy had a smile on his face all the time, a guy that never made any excuses. who balled out in his own right in multiple spots, and whether it was against the Kings, whether it was against the Rockets, whether it was against the Celtics, whether it was against the Cleveland Cavaliers. A lot of respect for Kevon Looney and what he meant for this franchise, the Bay Area, his respect in the community, all the community work I'm sure he did for charities, all of that. A no-nonsense individual, and I'm going to miss him, and he is forever a Warrior legend in my eyes. Sam Lovin.
Well said, Joe, and yeah, I'm going to miss Loondog. But my final thought is going to be a shout-out to the WNBA, which is going to be having five teams by the end of this decade. We already know that Toronto and Portland are on the docket, but Cleveland, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Detroit, those three cities are also up next. Speaking of the number five, which is Kevon Looney's number, again, shout out to you, Loondog, Windex, Looney, the Golden State Valkyries are number five in ESPN's latest WNBA power rankings. So shout out to the Valks and the excellence they're having there. Shout out to head coach Natalie Nakase. And Valks got 10 of their next 12 on the road, so they are going to be tested. So, yeah, the number of the day, five. Kevon Looney, Valkyries power rankings, and five new WNBA teams.
There you go. Carter, what you got?
Yeah, my final thought is I'll pay off your tease here. The worst autograph thing I have ever seen in my life. I was sitting behind Sam Cassell at Summer League one year. Sam Cassell,
Sam little, I am.
An 8-year-old comes over to him and asks him to pass his pamphlet down for Sam Cassell to sign. Sam Cassell says, sure. He fingers toward the guy. Give me the paperwork here. And he proceeds to look straight ahead and rip the kid's whole pamphlet of all of the autographs he had gotten at the Summer League right in his seat and rip it and drop it to the floor. Never looked at the kid once and just proceeded to watch the game and left the kid standing there. It was, to this day, cannot stand Sam Cassell for it.
Carter, what if I told you that same interaction happened here at 95.7 The Game between a former producer and former host here at this station? In the morning time, producer shows up like an hour late, drops the rundown to the host, and the host rips it up in front of him. I gotta tell you off air, that's a tease.
Was that Curly and Vontae?
No, it was not.
Was it?
It was not.
Orma?
It was not. It was not. Both, again, they don't work here anymore, that's all I'll say. That's
my man.
And you're not gonna know.
Was it an early morning shift, or was it a...
It was a weekend show. Let's just leave it at that. It was a weekend show.
Now I know who it is.
So classic Coz.
And that was fast. That's good, Sammy.
Oh, my God. Do you see that?
What?
The silhouette of Steiny. One of them is back.
And that was Fast 5, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all your devices. Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson show is next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.